Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we are joined by Senator Amy Sinclair to talk about bills that she has been working on in this session.
Senator, I just wanted to ask you about the rights of deployed parents. I understand you're working on a bill that involves that. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Certainly. The bill that passed out of the Senate would just establish the fact that a deployment could not be used in determining custody of a child in a case of a parent that's deployed. The only time deployment could be considered was if there had been documented adverse effects on the child. But the fact of the matter is we need to make sure that we're protecting the people in the military who are defending us and protecting their rights as parents and helping them to make sure that things aren't happening while they're deployed that adversely affect their ability to raise their children.
What are some of the difficulties that the status quo was causing that this bill will change?
You know, I think sometimes that there were perhaps custody arrangements being made with them not even being able in the country to be able to make it to a hearing, so that they weren't being able to participate in the process. And this will just make sure that those types of things aren't happening in the future.
The other piece of legislation that's sitting here is the right to try, something to have to do with drugs that have just passed the first phase of Food and Drug Administration screening. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The right to try bill is a bill that deals with patients who have a terminal illness. And often patients with terminal illnesses have difficulties getting into FDA trials or they aren't at a place in their health condition where they're a suitable candidate for some of those trials. This would open up the option for a terminal patient to participate in drugs that have gone through or in the process of the first phase of the trial prior to them having FDA approval. And essentially what it would do would be to give them maybe another option to conventional medicine or allow them to use some treatments that aren't yet available because of the FDA process, which is a lengthy one. There are provisions in there that will protect both the doctor and the prescribers as well as the pharmaceutical company, so that if the drugs are unsuccessful, there isn't a liability attached to that for those purposes. It does open up an alternative for people to try things that are in somewhat experimental stages if they're facing a terminal illness.
Is there anything else that you'd like to mention in this legislative session that you're working on or is of interest that you think people would like to hear about?
I know I've spoken about the bill before, but the bill that was brought to me by Ed Bull, who's Marion County Attorney, dealing with invasion of privacy, that bill has been passed out of the Senate. It passed out unanimously last week and is making its way through the process in the House. And so hopefully that locally originated legislation can move forward, as well as a couple of pieces of legislation that I sponsored this year that I was just advised will also be moving out of the House and onto the governor for a signature relating to National Guard Education Assistance Program and open enrollment and sports eligibility as related to that time frame where they're not yet eligible because there's the waiting period of the semester. And so both of those bills I've been advised will be passing out of the House and make their way to the governor's desk. And that's exciting. Additionally, Friday, the 11th, March 11th, will be our March forum in Knoxville. And so I would encourage anybody to come and join us at 5:00 at the chamber office.
Senator, if you could just review for me that bill that you got from Ed Bull. I'm new to the desk mm-hmm. here, and I think
sure.
just to have some background in case folks don't know exactly what you're talking about, I'd just like to hear a little short review of that.
Absolutely. The invasion of privacy bill deals with, under current law, it's kind of a loophole, but unless there's evidence of intent, someone who is window peeping can't be charged for anything more than trespass under the way that the law currently exists. And so you might have a guy standing outside some girl's bedroom window, and so long as there is no intent, if you will, trespass is the only charge. But what this language does is increases those penalties to a level that's invasion of privacy, and it also adds in recording devices. So if someone planted a video camera and then left, currently, again, that's not necessarily illegal, and so this would include those recording devices as well, it would make it a higher level of misdemeanor, and so that the police would have a new option available to them in charging people who are window peeping.
Thanks to Senator Amy Sinclair for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.